You love the Lord. Can you jam your hands together? Give the Lord a big, big shout if you can. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Amen, amen. Praise God. You can take your seat. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just happy to be here today. Pastor Inhan is such a brother and a friend for many years. Hallelujah. He's one of the people I like to hang out with. Great guy. Do we love Pastor Inhan? I don't believe you. Do you really love Pastor Inhan? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I appreciate General. I don't know if they still call you General. General in the Lord's army now. Hallelujah. It's nice to see you, sir. Nice to see you, sir. We met some time ago, but that was a long time ago. I don't know if you remember, but we came to your office with you. I know you won't remember. That's okay. It's fine. Praise God. My elder brother is also a general, both in the Nigerian army and the Lord's army. Praise God. So I like to be around them also. Praise God. Oh, good to be here this evening. How many of you are enjoying life so far? You're having a great time. Hallelujah. God is a good God. I'm telling you, today is September 1st. Today marks 21 years that I started ministry. 21 years. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope I still look young. Amen. But I'm not young in this work. 21 years. I've been doing this work full time. All right. I started ministry under someone a bit before that. So, but I don't really count that one because I was more like an apprentice. But since Davis Christian Center started, I didn't even see Pastor Paul. My friend is here, Pastor Paul Lasher. Please, can we appreciate him? Bless you, man. I was just telling my protocol people that I'm going to be here next week again. I'm preaching for Pastor Paul. Just ride the same on down the road. Amazing. You guys just build a house for me here. I think the two churches should come together and just do something for me. Small duplex. With BQ. Just move here. Praise God. So I was saying that, but since I started ministry on my own, full-time ministry for 21 years. Today marks 21 years exactly. September 1st exactly marks it. Hallelujah. So please clap again for me. I appreciate it. So in church last two Sundays, I brought somebody that was 21 years old on the stage and said, this person was a baby, you know, but now he's a full human being. 21 years old. Hallelujah. But you see, we're not tired yet and we still want more. Amen? We still want more. And listen, guys, in fact, that's what I want to talk about this first day. I want to try and stir your appetite for more. Amen? Amen? You need to have the appetite for more. Oh, man. If you are like me and you are kind of phlegmatic or laid back, you will generally tend to get tired or get satisfied quickly. But you must always stir yourself for more. Why? Because God wants you to have more. How many of you know God is infinite? That means, you see, you can never actually finish him. He still wants to show you more of him. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why he doesn't want anyone to get to a stage where they are satisfied or fulfilled or feel they can't go anymore. God is always interested in more. Hallelujah. He's a God of more. He's a God of more. And if you serve a God of more, then you ought to also be interested in more. Praise God. Let's read a few scriptures this evening. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We're going to have a great time these 3 days. Today is just the appetizer. We're just warming up. Praise God. Hey, hear me tell you, neighbor, I was made for more. Preach it like a preacher said, I was made for more. Hallelujah. Psalm 115, verse 14. I know you must have read the scripture in the course of these meetings, but let's just start from there. Psalm 115, verse 14. Do we have a DJ? Okay, in my church, people that mix scripture for me, I call them DJ. All right. I can't see any screen, so it's behind me. Okay, but do we have a DJ that puts scriptures up there? DJ, can I see? Where's DJ? There's nobody waving their hand, you see. It's supposed to be inside, but I'm seeing the glass and the person's not there. It's not. If there's a DJ, can you wave to me? Okay, yes, I'm seeing the DJ now. Thank you. Track two, DJ. I can see the DJ now. Yes, I'm safe. So, Sam, do you have that? You can put, if you can start putting up the scriptures, I appreciate it. But Psalm 115, let's read from there. For me, I named MORE an acronym many years ago, and I'm still going to use that today. I called it an acronym for standing for moving over the regular experience. All right? We called MORE moving over what? The regular experience. So that means whatever you have been experiencing is the regular, and God always wants you to move over that. Praise God. That is what MORE means. It means going again, going further, moving over that regular experience. We're going to read that psalm together, preferably if you, it's King James that captures it exactly how we want it. Moving over the regular experience. Listen, guys, whatever you've been experiencing before, I'm here to announce to you that you will experience MORE. Amen. You will see MORE. Amen. You will be MORE. Amen. You will do MORE. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And you will have MORE. Amen. It's okay to have MORE. Amen. How many of you meet Christians or people that say, I don't want too much. I just want a little for me and my family to survive, just to pay my basic bills, to have my house, build my house. You know, there are people that talk like, I know it's, there's a way people can say that thing can look very spiritual. I'm not in that school of thought at all. I am not related to people like that at all. I'm connected to the Caleb generation that says, let's take MORE. We've conquered, it has been 40 years that we took this mountain, that I'm not old. I want to go for MORE. Hallelujah. Amen. There was nobody chasing him. He just wanted MORE. That's the kind of appetite I want to leave you with in these 3 days, especially from today. You need to be that person that wants MORE, that just feels what we are doing is not enough. It was good for yesterday, but it's not good for today. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. So suppose, just one flat is okay, one small duplex is okay, one car, or two cars, me and my wife, you know, just, I don't want much money, do you need? What? What are you talking about? I want MORE. And the reason I want MORE is not just to consume it. It's to be able to be a blessing with it. That's why we want MORE. I mean, there's so many things. There's so many visions, for instance, in the heart of your pastor that will take money to do. So how can you say you don't want more money? If you don't want more, just get the more money and bring it to us. We have MORE things to do with it. Hallelujah. Bring the money to me. If pastor doesn't want it, bring to me. My church is not far from here. Find my office. Bring it to me in cash, preferably. Bring it to me. Hallelujah. In the past 12 months, I think I've bought close to, I think, 4 cars. For people, I've not bought myself. In the past 12 months, I bought 4 cars. For people that needed it badly. Many of them were single moms or things like that needed the car badly to get around, to coordinate their life. So how can you say you don't want MORE? If you just give me, I have things I need to do with money. I have people I need to give houses. I have people I need to pay their school fees. I get what I'm saying, somebody. Hallelujah. There's somebody that spoke to me yesterday. I hope they don't listen to the tape, wherever they are. But they spoke to me yesterday, first day. This lady is in the U.S., and she wants to do her doctorate. She needs just $9,000 to do her doctorate. If she doesn't get that money, she has to come back to Nigeria and, you know, start organizing herself and looking for the money, you know. And I'm still contemplating whether we should pay that bill or loan it to her or something, you know. So if you don't, I have things to do with money. I mean, if you give me $1 billion now, trust me, I have something to do with it. So I can put somebody, a Christian, telling me things like, you know, hey, what you don't need. Are you kidding me? Bring it. I have things to do with it. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people that need houses. There are people that need school fees to be paid. Hallelujah. That's why I want more. My dream is that one day we'll be able to build a free school. And this school is not going to be, you know, a local school. It's going to be better than most of the best schools, but it's going to be free. It's going to be for people that can't afford it, but that have the gift. You know, some people are academically, you know, they are gifted, but they can't go to good schools. So it'll be free for people that can't afford it, but they'll be academically sound to a certain extent. That'll be their qualification. That'll be their school fees, that you are brilliant. I guess what I'm saying, somebody. So how can you say you don't want more? Are you kidding me? I've not yet seen the amount of money that will be too much for me. I've not seen it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I want more. I'm trusting God that your appetite will be stirred for more. You see, I've never had an issue with more. Since they gave back to me, I like more. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding you. I've never had an issue with desiring more. Naturally, I just like more. Naturally. So it's always strange to me when I see people that don't like more. So I like fast cars. I like fast cars. I like things that move very fast. So I used to have bikes. I've stopped riding bike in Lagos now, but I used to have bikes. I have sports cars. So I have, my car is about a 400 horsepower car, but I wanted more. So I supercharged it. So it became 670 horsepower. It's a crazy car. It's a crazy car. Police pulled me over in the U.S. for that driving that car because I don't drive it gently. I want more. I'm about to sell that car to buy another, a faster one. I'm just like that. I want more. I will keep getting faster ones. My wife doesn't enter again. Because the speed is scary. I just like, you can't enter. Just follow the other car. It's only bad guys that have joined me on that one. one of our staff, they wanted to punish her. The punishment was that she would ride with me in the car. That was her punishment. She was holding the door. She was holding the door, literally. And the car is convertible, so I dropped it up. So the breeze will be blowing you. I want more. Naturally, I have no problem with it. More is good. Amen. 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 Let's start by reading the scripture. Psalm 115, verse 14. It said, the Lord shall do what? Increase you. I don't know if we're all there. But I'm reading from the King James in case you're not there. The Lord shall what? Increase you more and more. Hallelujah. I mean, that is such a strong statement. He said, the Lord will increase you. The Lord shall increase you more and what? More. He said, you and what? Your children. The Lord will increase you. When they say more and more, they just mean infinitely. That's what it means, okay? It's not measurable. They're saying more and more and more and more and more. There's no need to continue writing it. When they write more and more twice, it simply means there's no end to this more. Once you get the more, then you want another more. Once you get that more, then you need to get another more. Somebody getting this, guys? Say, the Lord shall increase you more and more. The Lord shall increase you. That means it is God's design, it is God's desire, it is God's will to give you more. It's not your idea, it's not even inspired by your need. It's inspired by God's will. It's inspired by God's heart that you should have more. So if you're not even desiring more, you are stepping out of God's intention for you. It's not about humility. It's not about your need down. My need. No. God is saying, I want to give you more. I want to give you so much more that you will meet your need, but you have more than you need so that you can bless another person with it. If you notice, most times in the scripture, when God does miracles, he always overflows it. When they needed to feed 5,000, they fed the whole 5,000. They had 12 baskets left. It's that God didn't know how many people that were there. He knew, but in his nature, he just does more. That's his nature. That's just how he rolls. Hallelujah. That's how he rose. He knew how many people were there. He was one that supernaturally supplied the bread, but they had 12 man-sized baskets. Not our own kind of basket. These baskets were high like this. It had 12 of it left. Extra. More. Hallelujah. Amen. Most times, it is the capacity of men that limits God. It's never about God. See, listen carefully. I know Nigeria is going through many issues and all that, but Nigeria is not your problem. You are not principally connected to Nigeria's economy. You are first and foremost connected to heaven's economy. So you must constantly put your mind on that, not on Nigeria. If you look at Nigeria, you will be so discouraged. You must constantly make plans based on God's purse, not on your own purse. Make plans based on God. If I look at my purse, I won't make any plans. If I look at my own purse, I won't make any plans at all. If only you know how big God's resources are. God is so unlimited. It is men that limit him. Today I want to challenge you to go for more. Hallelujah. Go for more. Go for more. You can get the best, then look for the best again after that. It said the Lord will shall increase you more and more. Let me show you one more scripture, because these are the foundations for what we are going to do the remaining days. Proverbs chapter 4, popular scripture again. But it's going to serve as the foundation so that you know that it is actually God's plan. It's not just your idea that you want more. It's God's plan. Popular scripture, verse 18. Proverbs 4, verse 18. Are we there, guys? Look at it here. It said, but the path of the just. Who is the just? We are the just. Hope you know that. They say our path is as the shining light that shineth what? I can't hear you. How does it shine?
More and more.
One, King James said, more and more. He said, our path shines more and more. And I've taught you, when you hear more and more, it doesn't just mean twice. It just means continuously. It just keeps getting brighter. Keeps getting better. Hallelujah. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more till the perfect day, till the last day. That means as long as you are on this earth, you must be having more. And I decree tonight, for everyone that is the sound of my voice, you will keep enjoying more in the name of Jesus. More of any good thing that you desire in the name of Jesus. You will continue to be more. You will continue to do more. You will continue to have more. In the name of Jesus. The power of the just is a shining light that shines more and more and more. So it's God's will. It's God's plan. God has no issue with more. He's just looking for people that can line up with his will. People that can agree with him to be more, to do more, to have more. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I need to say this again and again. The reason why we want to have more is not just to consume it. You must deliver yourself from that one. If you are here and you just want to have more just for the purpose of having it, then you're already on the wrong track. That's not why we want more. Are you getting this? Now, you are going to enjoy out of it, because for everything God gives you, there's a part to eat and there's a part to sow. So definitely you will enjoy more. But that's not the end game. That's not the end point. Because if you set yourself up like that, you set yourself up for failure. The end game is that you'll be able to bless lives with it. And you see, the bigger your dreams, then the bigger God's blessings in your life. The reason why some people have not seen more is that the thing they are praying for is just that they can pay rent. That's their dream. Then that is the kind of money God will give you. Those are the kind of ideas you will have. You see, the way life works, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. You need to understand that it's actually your mindset that controls all the things that happen to you. It's your mindset. If your mindset keeps seeing your own needs alone, then you don't need big miracles. You don't need big miracles to meet your personal needs. You even see big opportunities. The opportunities will pass you by. You even give the opportunity a lift to the other person's house. I'm telling you, because you can't recognize it. It's not for you. You can't even recognize it. I get what I'm saying. Oh, glory to God. Lord, give us a heart for more. In the name of Jesus. So we don't want more just to accumulate it. We want to do something with it. But we need the appetite for more. Because God can't do more until he sees vessels. When he told that woman that was her husband was in debt, he said, go and get vessels. He said, borrow not a few. Get as many vessels as you can. He said, not a few. And the moment those vessels that she borrowed finished, the oil also finished. That means it is men that limit God, not God that limits men. It's men that limit God. From God's end, he's ready to go as far as you want to go. Are you here, somebody? From God's end, he's ready to go as far as you want to go. Oh, man. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that anywhere you are limiting yourself, God will help you to break that mold in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you are stopping the miracles from flowing into your life, I pray that God will break that mold in the name of Jesus. Because most times these things are subconscious. You don't even know that there's something you are doing. There's a way you are thinking that is limiting you. You think it's Nigeria's economy. You think it's your qualification. You think it's the area you are located. You think it's the tribe you are from. You think it's the fact that you are single or married or something. Glory to God. So God's will is that we should be more, we should do more, we should have more. That's God's will. It says, we've seen it in the Bible. See, the Lord shall increase you more and more. He said, the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines what? More and more. So that's established. So we need to also now build the appetite for more. Like I told you, since when I was a child, I generally like more. I have no problem with big things. Some people are intimidated by big things. Me, I love big things naturally. My father came to my old house many years ago. When he came, this was the first time he was coming to my house since I was married, you know. So when he came, he walked around the house. You know, I gave him a small tour. It was a rented house, not even my own house, but a rented house. And it was the first time. By the time he walked around the house, it was a 6-bedroom house with BQ and everything, massive house. By the time he walked around it, he didn't say anything throughout. When we got to the gate, as I was about to enter the car, he said, you can't do small things. That was his only comment. I was a very young guy. I was the youngest guy living in that whole estate at that time. In fact, I was so young in that estate that because most people even there were big people, old people that had worked for many years. I was the youngest guy. This was many years ago. This was many, many years ago. And one day, Nepa people or so came to the house to cut light. And they came and when they knocked, I was at home during the daytime, you know. So I answered them. They said, well, this house, the bill is overdue and they need to cut it or something. I said, well, I need to ask the people that are in charge of paying it. I don't know why they've not paid and everything. The guy said, so is your daddy not around? I said, he's not around. He travel. Because in his wildest dreams, he can't be thinking, this guy I'm seeing is the one living in this place. I've always been crazy like that. I have no intention for small things. Regular is not interesting. Why would I be living a regular life? I was never created regular. Hope you know you're not regular. Yes, sir. Hope you know there's nobody on the earth like you in this whole world. Yes, I mean, see, touch your neighbor. Because he's one of a kind. Touch that person. You are touching a masterpiece. There is no human being like this ever. Hallelujah. That's a privilege to be seeing that masterpiece. In all this world, there has never been somebody like this. In all this world, there will never be somebody like this. This is the only one that will ever be on this earth. So you better shake that guy well. Somebody get what I'm saying? One person came to my office many years ago too. She came to my office that she's looking for Pastor Kingsley. I said, I'm the one. He said, I'm serious, sir. I'm looking for Pastor Kingsley. I said, I'm the one. He said, no, I came from... She's not changed her voice. She said, I came from far. Please, you cannot be wasting. I said, I'm the one. He said, no. I'm looking for Pastor Chris, that's on television, that is everything. I said, okay, wait. So I called the front desk. My friend was doing something inside the office. I called the front desk, go and attend to her. So I went into my office. So the front desk attended to her. She filled from everything, said, follow me. She followed me, came to the office, and she saw me. She said, yes, I'm the one. I'm doing it. Whether I'm out, anyway, I'm the one. She didn't believe I'm the one. I decree, you will start doing things that are faster than your peers. You will move beyond the regular in the name of Jesus. People start thinking you are too young. You are too small to be doing what you are doing. Because with an appetite for more, you always go faster and you go further. Hallelujah. Because when others have given up, the Caleb, all his other mates were tired. But he said, I'm still young. I still want to get more. Give me more mountains. Hey, he said, give me more. Nobody is beating him. Nobody chasing him where he was. But he just had an appetite for more. He said, give me more mountains. Why do we just sit down here and be doing the regular? Let's get more. Let's get more. I pray in your business you will get more. In your academic pursuits you will get more. In the name of Jesus. So when I was very young, I went for one of those children's party. I don't know, some of you that are young, but I don't know what I'm talking about. In those days, when they do children's party, they bring a big tray, then they bring cake, then they cut the cake. They have a big one, and from that big one, they cut small ones, all right? They are both on the tray. The big one and the ones they cut from it are on the tray. So this lady, there's usually one auntie that goes around giving all the children cake. She will say, take. When she got to me, she said, take. She didn't say, take from here or from any side. She just said, take. I opened my hand. I went from the one they are cutting it from. The big one. She said, no, that's, you said take. You didn't put a limit to it. I go for the big one naturally. When I see people trip for footballers, they are paying footballers 500 million, 300 million. I'm always asking, who is the person paying this salary? That's who I'm interested in knowing. I don't know. I don't care who they are paying. Who has the guts to be paying this salary is the guy I want to see. But you see, most people think of the salary. I'm not interested in that. Is somebody paying him? He's still an employee. He can be fired. I want to know the guy paying somebody $300 million a week or something. I want to know that kind of guy. I want to know that guy. And that one doesn't retire. The one playing, if he gets old, they'll sack him. Buy a younger one. But somebody's there constantly. Whether he's old or he's young, he's permanently there. Earning this money and paying this money. I want to meet that guy. McGregor and Mayweather, they are jumping. There are people that can't retire and they've not taken one punch in their life. And they are paying these people this money and they are collecting it. No, those are the guys I want to meet. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying, guys? Because those guys fighting, they might not be able to enjoy that money. Ask Muhammad Ali. He took so much punches. By the time he was supposed to enjoy fame and money, he was sick because of the punches. So, but there's somebody that was collecting money that time. He's still alive eating money freely. He didn't take one punch. And Richard and Muhammad Ali. Those are the guys I want to meet. So I'm like that. Say, take. I went for the big one, the sauce. It's always better. I have appetite for more. Me and my uncle were eating those days too. When I was very young, we were eating. It was draw soup. Now, it was his food. But because, hey, I'm last small boy, he said, come and join me. And we were both eating the food together. There was one big meat, one small meat. You know, there's the meat of the food. Then there's just attachment, small thing that mistakenly found its way there. It's not the main thing. It's just small meat corner. And this guy told me I should take meat first. He doesn't know me. If he knew me, he wouldn't try it. I said, are you sure? He said, yes, take meat. You know how I do. When I took the big one like this, with all concentration, I was about to eat it. When I bit it, it was bone. Big bone. He laughed and laughed. I said, well, let me say, he said he knew I was going to take the big one. But it was a big bone. There was no meat at all, whatever. It was all bone. The small one was the meat. Praise God. But you see, you need to be that predictable that they'll know you go for the big one. Many people are not that predictable. Many people will go for the small one because they have no appetite for more. You constantly need to stir yourself up for more. More of God. All right? You must never get to the place in your walk with God that you think you know him totally. Nobody can fully know him. Even Paul said that I may know him. After all, how far he had walked with God. He said, I want to know him. Hallelujah. So you must never get to the stage where you are tired or satisfied or fulfilled. I mean, even when nothing is going wrong with where you are, just desire more. If you desire more, you are always in God's will by desiring more. You can never be away from God's will by wanting more. It's always in God's plan. More is always in God's plan because he himself is infinite. He doesn't finish. So he likes it when you search or desire for more. He said, seek and you shall find. What that scripture is saying is that if you continue to seek, then you will find. You must continue to seek for more. More of God. I mean, people are saying that they hear God. Have you ever been guided by God? If you have not been guided by God, then you should desire that. Then if maybe you hear God once in a while, there are people that hear God every day. You can desire that. I guess what I'm saying? You must always want more. I don't know how people, I mean, somebody gets born again and it doesn't, I mean, even when I was not a born-again Christian, I had that appetite. So when I became born again, it was easy to make progress spiritually because I just wanted more. I didn't want to be a floor member. I mean, what is that? How do you come into the kingdom and just be a passerby? Just be a member? That's your status. Who are you? A member. What is that? You must be active in the things that you were doing. And that is the appetite I have about life. I believe this life is not meant for mediocrity. It's not meant for laid-back lifestyle. You must be aggressive about what you do. Hallelujah. You must live life with passion, or else you will just merely exist. If you're going to do something, then go full length for it. If you're going to be a Christian, then you have to get more into the Word. Desire to know God. I mean, don't be the kind of people that they have to convince to come to church. Don't be the kind of person that, midweek service is optional. It never occurred to me that it's possible not to go from. I mean, when I was a new Christian, before I became a pastor, I used to live in Festac. My church was in Yanokpaja. I don't know if anybody knows how far that is. But my house was in Festac. My church was in Yanokpaja. I didn't used to miss midweek service. It never occurred to me that it's even possible not to go for midweek service. I just wanted more. So when I see people that get born again and you actually have to follow them up, I say, really? You must pursue more. I mean, that's the way to do it. I mean, when I was not a Christian, when I was an unbeliever, I went for more. So it was very easy to do the same thing for God. Because now, that time, we're doing it for no reason. Now, there's even too many good reasons to go for more in God. Hallelujah. You are made for more. And you will get more. You will be more. You will do more. In the name of Jesus. You can pray more. You can study the word more. You can understand the word more. You can know God more. You can hear God more. Hallelujah. You can use your faith more. That desire and appetite should be there for more, for everything, for starting from more of God. Hallelujah. I remember that king in the Bible. The prophet came to him and said, strike the ground. And he struck the ground 3 times and stopped. The prophet said, why did you do that? Why did you do that? He said, because now you struck the ground only 3 times. That means you win the battle only 3 times. And after that, the enemy will start to win. He said, you should have continued striking the ground. You should have done like 6 times or more. Or continue just doing it. That guy didn't have an appetite for more. And probably there are many of us like that. When we have a chance to receive things from God, we are too short-sighted or too satisfied. And we limit God. Let me show you one scripture. I'll read it in many versions because they painted the picture. But we'll start from King James, Psalm 78, verse 41. Psalm 78, verse 41. Come on, tell your neighbor, I was made for more. Tell him how more is my portion. Hallelujah. Oh, I want more. What more of whatever God wants to do. 41. Psalm 78. Psalm 78, verse 41. I was made for more. Look at what it says here. In fact, I'll read verse 40, then I'll read verse 41. It says, how often or how oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Is somebody seeing this? Are you there, everybody? He said, how often did they provoke him? See the choice of words. Provoke him in the wilderness and do what? Grieve him in the desert. He said, yea, they turned back and what? Tempted God and did what? They limited God. So it's actually possible to limit God. It's possible to limit God. That means God might want to do great things in your life and you limit him. Because of your own small thinking, because of you are quickly satisfied, because you are discouraged, say they limited God. From the day I saw that scripture, I was blown away that people can actually limit God. People actually think they are waiting on God. Most times it's God waiting on them. Hallelujah. I like some versions, the way some versions put this scripture. One version says, again and again, they put God to test. He said, they vexed the Holy One of Israel. They vexed him. He said, again and again, that one says, again and again, they tested God's patience and provoked the Holy One of Israel. This one says, again and again, they tempted God and pained the Holy One of Israel. This one said, they turned back and tempted God and limited God. One says, they provoked the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. I like this one. So it says, and offended the Holy One of Israel. I hope there's nobody here offending God. Every time you pray, and you ask for small things. Every time you pray and you don't factor in more, you offend God. Every time you are satisfied with the normal, you offend God. If you naturally don't have an appetite for more, start relating with people that have an appetite for more. It will rub off on you. People that when you think you are doing fine, every time you go near them, you find out you are just starting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh man, we're going to do more. We're going to be more. Hallelujah. We're going to get more of God. We're going to get more for God. We're going to get more through God. Are you here, somebody? We'll get more of God. We'll also get more for God. Are you getting this, somebody? Then we'll get more through God. More of God. More for God. More through God. How much have you done for God? How much have you done for God? Hey, are you satisfied by just attending? Are you satisfied by... When I was not a pastor, I was in all the departments in my church. See, when I'm telling you appetite for more, I'm not just talking about greed. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But that's my approach to everything I do. More, if there's more, why am I going to take little when there's more? If there's no more, I have no problem. But there's more. So why are we here? I went to cinema. One couple took me. They shared the same anniversary with my wife, wedding anniversary, which is on Sunday, September 3rd. Everything in my life happens September. Amen. My ministry, my marriage, oh, September. Amen. So this is a good month to do anything for me if God is touching your heart. You will key into something special. I'm just, okay. I'm going to say I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Okay, so. All right, so this couple shares our anniversary with us. So they took us to cinema to watch a movie. And when we got there, they bought the movie tickets. And they asked me, do I want popcorn? I said, no, I'm not interested. What am I doing popcorn at this old age? I don't want popcorn. But they said, well, it's in our ticket. We already paid for it. I said, it's our own. They said, yes. Ah, I said, go and collect it. I thought you were going to buy it. If so, it's already in our ticket. I said, it's our own. Go and collect it. If there is more, why won't I collect it? Ordinarily, I'm fine on my own. But if you tell me that there's more, no. We are going to go for more. So what have you done for God? So I was not the pastor in my church when I was a Christian. When I got born again, and it was a young church, and they were announced because they needed workers in every department. So I say, hey, who are those here that want to join prayer band? We need people to start the prayer group. I raised my hand. Now I couldn't pray. I couldn't even pray in tongues then. Now if you're here, you don't pray in tongues. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't pray in tongues, don't go near people that pray in tongues because they are praying supernaturally. You are praying naturally. You are going to give up quickly and give out quickly. And these guys came from north. They came from Makurdi area. Now, people that come from anywhere in the north that have lived there, their patience level is not the same as us in Lagos. In Lagos, everything is fast. Fast food, fast. Even our prayer is fast. You can't drag prayer points longer than 1 minute. People will start telling you, my brother, next prayer point. In fact, they will even wait for they will start the next prayer point before you will come and meet us. But in Makurdi, bus in Makurdi, if transport is going in Makurdi, I lived in Makurdi for a while. If it's going in Makurdi and you stop bus, you know this normal show that you might do bus. You stop bus, the bus will, it has passed your house. It will stop, reverse into your driveway and pick you. And there are passengers inside. And it's normal. they pass, you call, they'll stop, reverse. In Lagos, the bus doesn't stop. People are entering and coming down while the bus is in motion. You are entering and coming down in motion. So that's how patient they are. So I went to join prayer band. They will give one prayer point and they will start praying the Holy Ghost. And I'm praying in English. In 1 minute, I've said everything I have to say. Then I repeat it again. You put Father Lord God. Is Father Lord God in your prayer is more than the prayer. Because every junction, Father Lord God, we thank you, Father Lord God. And I've finished, those guys, they're just warming up. 1 hour, that's one prayer point. They're still going for 1 hour. But I joined because I wanted to serve. I wanted more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then they'll come the next week and say, hey, okay, guys, I was in prayer band. We need guys that will do evangelism and follow up. I raised my hand. I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to preach. But I wanted more. So I memorized John 3:16. You must not interrupt me when I'm preaching to you because I've crammed what I'm saying. If you interrupt, I have to start again from the beginning. John 3:16. And I didn't even ask whether you're a believer or not. Just wait, let me finish. If I finish, we'll discuss your state. Sometime after my long talk, person say, I'm already born again. I say, thank you. Doesn't matter. I go to the next person. The same message. Doesn't matter that you're man, woman, child. The same sermon for all of you. Then they'll come the next week in church and say, hey, we need somebody to help in traffic. I couldn't drive to help parking cars. I couldn't drive, but I was directing people. Thank God nobody took my directions to the college. They jammed their car because I didn't know anything about driving. But I joined traffic. Direct. Next week again, I was joining, and I was seeing all these men actively. They were not clashing. Prayer band is a different day from evangelism and follow-up. And it was a different day from traffic. Traffic is Sunday. So they now came one day and said, who are those that will join choir? I raised my hand. I couldn't sing. But God cannot have a need. And I'm here. And I don't volunteer. It doesn't happen. Except there's somebody better than me there that can do it. If God needs people, I will. It has always been like that. Till today. If God needs people. Hallelujah. And I'm here. Listen, God is the greatest employer. Yes, sir. See, the place you work now, they will fire you one day. God is the only one that won't fire you. The place you work, they can give you an award. God will give you a reward. Reward is better than award. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. I get what I'm saying? The place where you work, when you get to a certain age, they will retire you, but God will keep refiring you, keep repositioning you. And God is the only person that if you work for, he will reward you here and see reward you in heaven. Most other places you work, the only thing you get is here. And it doesn't last. Are you here, somebody? Hope you know if you die in your office on the desk, as they are carrying you out, they tell the person, finish that meal and send it because the clients are waiting. Work will go on. So if you're going to give your life to something, give it to the things of God. Give the things of God. Very important. So they said, if you're going to join choir, come. Hey! I raised my hand. I couldn't sing, but I joined. I had choir notes, went for choir rehearsals. They were writing the song. I just sing at the back, making shouting there, no microphone. One day, like joke, music director or choir praise leader couldn't make service. Who will lead praise and worship today? You should know the answer. You should know by now. I'm predictable. I'm very predictable. Here's my hand. They gave me a microphone. I didn't know that when you're leading praise and worship, you can't start from your highest, fastest song. You have to start from a slower song and the momentum be built. I didn't know that. Nobody, I don't know anything about music. I just came with my hardest song. Praise the Lord. Oh, everybody, hey, my fastest song. I started with it. Everybody was grooving the head. This today, not today. Every song has lifespan. So after a few minutes, the lifespan of the song don't finish. People don't tire. I'm going to say, your hand! Your hand! Bah, bah, your hand! Bah, bah, bah. Hey, your hand! After a while, they discover that this your hand is getting strange. Let me tell you, it's quite a secret. Every time they're shouting your hand, stay away. Come on, it's not, they're trying to get their next song. All those times they're doing all those talk, all those interlude. It's not the spirit. It's they're stranded and they're looking for this way out. I didn't know that before. Wait, come on, raise your hand. Do you love our Lord Jesus? Do you? Nah, lie. They don't know the next song. They are waiting for a rescue. So I began to shout, your hand! Your hand! Your hand! After a while, everybody knows that this thing is not normal. And well, your hand, your hand. It was getting lower. Momentum was dying. Nobody was, they were not clapping against your hand for where? I'm not clapping again. Tell us what to do. Somebody from the audience now felt they should rescue me. They now threw one song to support. Not knowing that if you are going to throw a song to support, it must follow the beat. The person threw a song that had no correlation with the beat. And you know if you are in front, you must dance. Whether the song is nice or not, you that are in front, you are the one leading. I began to dance like a white person, you know, with no beat, no connection. It was horrible. Hallelujah. But that didn't stop me. Anywhere that God needs a hand, as long as these hands are here, I volunteer. I want to do more. I want to do more for God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to do more for God. That should be your heart desire. You should always want to be more, want to do more. Praise God. You see, and when you keep being more and doing more, at the end, you will start developing. You will grow beyond your own wildest dreams. You will grow beyond your own wildest dreams. Hallelujah. I mean, how much have you given to the Lord? How much have you given to the Lord? Oh, glory to God. See, the way I set goals for other things in my life, I set goals for my giving. In fact, my giving and the things I do for God, they come first. They come first. Hallelujah. They come first. My desire is that one day I would write God a $100 million check. One check, not instrumental pledge. One check. 100 million. And without pressure, without pile, no stomach upset, nothing. You know, some people, they give 100K, they will fall ill. They will pray that the church won't cash the check. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is somebody getting this? I want more. Hey. And you see, like I said, when you desire more, in doing more for God, your own life too will go forward. I can never forget when we just got married, I and my wife, we're very broke. Look, no matter what stage in life you are, most likely I've been there. I've been broke very, very well. I know broke. And I trust me, it's not good. That's why I'm passionate about helping people to come out of it. Come out of that place. It's not good. I've been broke. It's all I love. I've been broke, my brother. I mean, there were times I used to buy bone in the market. Bone. You understand? Not meat that has bone. As in, we bought, went to market to buy bone for soup. Bone. Not biscuit bone. Pure bone. And the good thing was I had a dog that time. So many people thought it was the dog eating the bone. The dog didn't see the bone. They were human dog eating the bone. Bone. One day, and I told my cousin that cooks the bone. I said, must we even, this bone is getting tired of it. Do we need to buy it? She said, yes, because that's what they used to make stock or whatever to cook the stew. That's important. So not once, I was the one going, bone. I know the man that says it. I'm a customer. When they call you customer, they're selling bone. Bone. So I've been broke. I wore one trouser for 7 years. One trouser. It was my special trouser. 7 years. I didn't even know. You see, when you are really broke, you even know that you have lifestyle of poverty. You don't even know because to you, this is a normal. I didn't even know I was wearing trouser for 7 years. It was one day when we were doing 7 year anniversary. They suggested that we should bring pictures of all the anniversaries so that ministry anniversary. So that's what I said, okay. I said it's a good idea. So they brought picture year one. I wore the trouser. Of course, there's no problem. Picture year two. I saw the trouser. Picture year three. It was there. Year four. Year five. Year six. Guess what I was planning to wear? Year seven. I have to go and tear it and burn it. Because if I give somebody, it can go under 7 years on that person. There might be a spirit on it. If I give another person, it might go. So I have to throw it away. And the trouser, I didn't buy it till they dashed me. So it wasn't even my size. You know when I had to adjust it on the, and when you adjust trouser, you know the pocket move forward or backward. Depending on how you adjust it. The pocket was no more in the right place. It wasn't my size. So brother dashed me. So I've been broke, my brother. So that's another reason why I don't pity people when I enjoy my prosperity. Nah. Because when I was suffering, nobody was claiming my suffering. Nobody was angry that, why this man of God, this good man of God suffering. Nobody was. But when this man of God now, hallelujah. But when the man of God is driving a Ferrari or driving a Rolls Royce or flying on a jet, everybody's interested in that story. Hallelujah. Any man of God that can be successful enough to be flying jet, trust me, he's not playing inside the jet. For you to be successful enough as to own a private jet, you can't be playing games and own a jet. do people volunteer to fly jet for you? Won't you hire a pilot? Is he a joking stuffs? Anybody you see on some of those realms, they can't be joking to get there. You can't play. You can't play lottery and get to those places. Jet, you're abusing them. Where did they keep it? Do you know where they keep it? Hope you know that for every as jets are on ground, you are paying money. Are you joking about that kind of person? Is he playing? If he can enter that realm, he's doing something. He can't be playing games there. They don't play in that place. Praise God. So, What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. My trousers. So. So I've been, yes, I went for 7 years. I didn't even know. I was enjoying myself until there was a picture that they said you should do that made me know I wasn't for 7 years. So I've been broke before. That I'm not saying. But I remember when we started to come out of poverty, one of the things that happened to us was that I wanted to do more for God. I just discovered suddenly that everything I needed to do was in millions, and I didn't have money. All my money was in thousands. And I told God that, Lord, I want to step into it. God said, you to start giving me also in millions, then you too will have in millions. Because the same measure that you used to give shall be given back to you. Your desire to do for God also has to grow in the size that you want the harvest to be coming in. It has to grow in that size. Very, very powerful. So I said, okay, God, because he showed me a scripture in Luke chapter 6, verse 36 or so, where he said, give and shall be given back to you. You know the scripture? Good measure. For there was a song about it that time when you're young. Give and it will come back to you. You know, so, but God told me that the most important part of that scripture, most people don't get there, which is the second part of it, which says the same measure you used to give shall be given back. Most people don't get there. Most people stop at give, it will come back to you. So when you keep giving, you know, Okada change, you keep getting, you know, money to enter the next Okada. Because he says the measure you used to give, it shall be given back to you. So God said, if you give in millions, you will get in millions. I said, that's not a problem. So we started putting money together. I wanted to give a seed in millions. Then our church, we were buying a property. So I wanted to sow in millions. So it took us months to gather the money. If people give me a bag of rice, then I will sell it. I was that committed to getting that money up to 1 million. It took us months and months. I didn't buy anything. We cut down our eating at home just to get that 1 million to sow. When we got the 1 million, if I made it 1 million and 10,000, I didn't want to hear that where the mistakenly come down. No, it must be clearly above. 1 million, 10,000. Clearly above. We sold the first 1 million. Now, I was broke. Church wasn't paying me. In fact, for the first 20 years of our ministry, church didn't pay me a salary for the first 20 years. So, you know, when people say, Pastor, I eat money, I'm not aware. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't have it. So, then I wasn't earning salary from the church. So, I was broke. My wife just finished her master's. She didn't have a job. So, we were both not earning any natural income. We were just living by faith. So, to get 1 million together, you know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you, it was crazy. It was a miracle. After many, many months of saving, getting money from everywhere, selling anything we could sell. Once we sowed that 1 million seed with the revelation of that scripture that God gave us, that the measure you used to give shall be given back to you. In the space of 3 months or so, or thereabout or so, we were able to give 1 million 2 times again. We were able to give 1 million 2 different times in the space of 3 months. Things changed rapidly. From struggling in the thousands to be able to give, not that I had, I was able to give 1 million the month after, give another 1 million the month after again. After that, the church was doing another project also. I said I was going to give 5 million. This was many years ago. So 5 million was, of course, bigger than what it is today. Many years ago, I said I was going to give 5 million one check. Seriously, we got the money. We sold that one also. After that, I said, we had another structure, another project. I think we were buying our island property. It cost around 400 million when we bought it. I said, I want to give 25 million one seed. And now, this from being broke, of not having, of buying bone and wearing one trouser for 7 years, we were able to give 25 million one seed. You see, so when you see me driving a kind of car, you don't know what I give. That money of that car is seed money. It's money I can sow. You see, but the people don't know these things. They just think, No. Some of us, what we are operating, if you know what we have put on the ground, Rolls Royce is even toy, it's small. If you know what we have put on, what we have dig under the ground as seed. So my dream is that one day, I will write 100 million as a seed to God. So, I mean, what have you done? I mean, some people pay tithe, 1 million naira. Tithe is not even, you hope you know tithe is not given. Tithe is not even your own. Tithe is like paying tax. Government doesn't appreciate you for it. You are just being a good citizen. Bring it. They don't give you special reward for that. It's not your own at all. So it's what you do after the tithe that is classified as giving. And if you can't tithe, these realms you're talking about is not even for you. Because it's greed you are coming to. You think it's greed. You see, that is what giving does. You see, if you remove giving and tithing and things like that, you are just another hustler that goes to church. Wow. That's what you are.
If you remove giving and tithing from a believer, then you are just as good as a 419 guy. Only that you are just, you go to church. That's the difference. You are just under hustler. You are same as a better or all those people that better. Just hustle or anything. A drug dealer. Yes, same thing. Only that you hustle your own in the Christian way. That's the only difference. It is the giving and tithing that circumcises our heart to make sure that our motives are right. That's it. So if you miss that part of it, you have missed it. So you're still struggling to pay tithes. You're still at the stage where it's an option. You forget. You forget. What did you now remember this month? What were you thinking then? So it's not optional. Not optional. One of our leadership conference we attended in the U.S., the man that ran the conference said there was somebody in his church that gave $300 million. One person. One seed. Not there was no pledge. No project. The person just said it feels like sowing to the church. $300 million. Don't convert to Naira. It will annoy you. Just leave it in dollars. Don't convert to Naira. $300 million. They had to open an office for the seed. Because no, which bank do you want to pay that kind of money to? They had to open a trust fund, hire staff to run that money. When your seed create employment. You're talking. You're talking. So if you think you're already doing the REM, there's always more. There are people doing crazy things for God. So you don't get satisfied. One of my friends, a businessman in Lagos here, Lekki here, was in my house last week. He said he bought a property for his business. He bought a building for his business. It was about 120, 130 million naira or so that he bought the building. He said as he was raising the draft to pay the person told him, send the name of his church, that write the check directly. That means, don't even pay it to me, then I forward it. No, the person told him, raise the draft directly in the name of my church. 100 and something million. He sold the house. He didn't even take something from it. So there are people in this Nigeria, oh, these are human beings, not angels. 100 and something million, one seed without seeing it. Without seeing it and looking at it and crying and weeping. So, hallelujah. So you can't be tired. We are just starting. I said we are just starting. Are you getting what I'm saying, somebody? So even if you're a young person here, you say I don't have a job, it's now you will start dreaming. That you will do more. You will do more than your fathers have done. You will do more than those that have gone ahead of you have done. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for an appetite for more. Can you raise your hand and just talk to God? Lord, we receive an appetite to be more in you. To do more for you. To do more through you. Mahande sokabaha. Meklebo sapradebo kosa. Hey, we are made for more. Mambre de Bocosa. Shila Babro de Bahasa Nerebosa. Hey, Kababoba Sakadaria Kababast. Rida Babo Brede Bocosa. We will be more. Mahande de Rebosa. We will do more. Mahasakadaye Kebabosa. We will do more for you. We'll be more. Mahaneri bahaso kababre de bosa. Go ahead and pray this evening. Go ahead and pray this evening. You can do more for God. You can be more. It's not over yet. There's more in God. Mahane sikababolesa. Rida, but God has more in store for you. He has more for you. Makra de casa, there is no retirement in God. Hey, there's always a next level if you are ready to go. There's always a next level if you are ready to go. Mahanderi kababos, shikababla de karika da soda. Lord, stir up our hearts for more. Yakanderi kalababos sakarara baba baba ya, shoba brade yakada. Ikamambole sakada. Ridaba masatalia baba bosa. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Mahandaya. Lord, do more. Show us more. We received the spirit of Caleb that said we want to take more mountains.
Mahande Sikaraba. This church will take more property. Masakadaye Kenerebos. It will take more space. He said, lengthen thy cords. Mahakari Kadare Kebosa. Rita Pale Kerika Baboradesa. Hey Lord, Mahanderi Karaba. Ribasota Bahaye Kederisa. Begin to ask God to break any mindset, to change any mode of thinking that has been limiting him from moving in your life. Lord, we will not limit you. We will not limit you. Mahande Sika Bablo Rebo Sakada. Shamaralale Kalaraba. Shamambre de Kediaraba. Liba Masada de Arabahosa. Shabaria da Sekediaraba. Liba de Alabababa. Lobrade Saraba Mohosadaha. Yes, Lord, we'll do more. We'll do more. We'll be more. Shandari Kanadaba. Stir up the appetites in all of us. More of you, more of you. More of you, more of you, more of you. Ha, sakara rababos. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you don't yet serve in your church, you have to start to serve. You need to do more for God. If you're here and you don't tithe, you have to start to tithe. You have to even go beyond the tithe if you're already tithe and start to sow. Start to give in millions. Mahanderisa. There's nothing wrong from God's end. He's not limited from his end. It's us that limit him. You're going to open your heart not to limit God anymore. You're going to believe God for more properties. Believe God for more people to come to church. Believe God for more increase even in your business, in your career. God is willing to do more. God has unlimited resources. He said the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more and more and more. My light will shine more. My path will shine more. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this evening. Thank you for stirring us up for more. We will give more. We will be more. We will do more. We'll pursue you more. We'll know you more. Mahande ikadaraba. We'll hear your voice more. Rade, we'll study your word more. Rikadayeka, a hunger that can never be satisfied. A thirst that can never be satisfied. Mahanderi Bahosa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for more. Thank you. We are moving over the regular experience. Thank you for more. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, give the Lord a big, big shout. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. You can start from tomorrow. When you're coming, bring someone to church. Be more. Oh, God. Do more for him. Do more for him. He's the best paying employer. Best paying. Pays better than oil and gas. Pays better than banking. Pays better than any other industry. He's the best paying. No other employer has a plan for you outside of this world. This God has a reward system even when you get to heaven. He said, even if you give a glass of water in my name, you will not lose your reward. Yakadai palosa, rikadasak. I don't know about you. I want to live well here and live well there. Hey, I want to be rewarded here and rewarded there. Masataya. Thank you, Father. You will use us to do more. We volunteer for more today. We volunteer. Wherever you need hands, we volunteer. Wherever you need men, women, we volunteer. Wherever you need money, we volunteer. Mahanedeso. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.